All right, we'll call this meeting to order. We'd like to invite everybody to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, and we are missing Greg tonight. All right, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak at the council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Does anybody have comments at this point? All right, we'll move on to our next item, which is approval of the minutes for October 14th, 2025.
I motion for approval of minutes for October 14th.
All in favor of this motion? Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. We'll go to the approval of the agenda for December 9th, 2025.
I motion that the idiots approve.
All in favor of approval? Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. We'll move to the informational items portion of the meeting. First, we'll receive a report from Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department.
Good evening, Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. For the month of November, we end up with 8 medical calls. 4 of those were flights out of this valley. We had absolutely no fires, no accidents, even though there were accidents, there were no injuries reported. So we were never activated. Please slow down in the construction zone. It's a lot slicker up there than it looks on that dirt. Short of that, I don't really have a whole lot. I believe Saturday we've got, I think there's some guy in a red suit gonna show up and turn on some lights or something like that, and take pictures with the kids, but I don't have a whole lot of anything. Anyone has questions for me? Perfect, thanks.
All right, I don't see anybody from Metro. We don't have anybody from BLM. We'll receive a report from Sandy Valley Schools.
Good evening, Stacey Schaumburg, assistant principal at Sandy Valley Schools. So we just wanted to, we've closed out our football season, our volleyball season. We are just starting our basketball season. One of the things that we wanted to share with you is that we currently have 50% of our high school students either in basketball or cheer, which is incredible. So we wanted to share that, some of the statistics with you. And then in middle school, we've got about 20-25%. And a lot of it is just because we don't have as much, as many games in middle school. So the interest is there. We currently have JV and varsity boys, and I believe it's JV girls. And then middle school, we have middle school boys and girls basketball. So I wanted to share that with you. Tomorrow night, we have our band concert. So we had a successful FFA drive-by dinner last week. We also had a movie night. Just a reminder that next Thursday is the last day before winter break. Then they return back on the 5th or 6th of January that Monday. Other than that, big thing is thank you for supporting our students. We do have Bob Ellis coming. Their assembly is on Thursday of this week, where all of the students are receiving shoes from the Bob Ellis Foundation, and then our elementary students are receiving toys. So just a great function for our students. Other than that, basketball game, I believe we have Thursday,
yeah.
So come support. We'll definitely make sure that all basketball games are on the website so that you can come and support. We're going to have a lot that are going to be on Fridays and Saturdays. There are going to be a few during the week. Feel free to come and support our kids. So, any questions from the audience?
Great, thank you. All right, thank you very much. We'll receive a report from Clark County Parks and Recreation.
No, she's not here.
Not here? Okay, so we
Oh, she did.
She did.
Oh,
she did.
Okay, sorry. Come on out.
Did she come here?
I just saw her.
Oh.
And then she left.
I just wanted to remind everyone about everything going on Saturday.
It's on the board.
5 o'clock.
Thanks, Ken. All right, we'll receive... we'll receive a report from Valley Electric.
Good evening. A little bit of news from Valley Electric. Logan Gurnett, our Vice President of Engineering, Operations and Power Supply, is leaving Valley Electric. He is moving on to a utility to become a general manager in Phoenix. He's done some great things for the company. He'll be missed. Other news, if you were a member in 1993, you will be receiving some capital credits. That will work out as a credit on your bill. I'm going to rattle a little bit. It'll kind of come together and make sense. Does anybody know what the mission statement is of Valley Electric? I'm going to read it and talk a little bit about that. The mission statement is improving the lives of the people and communities we serve. A lot of that concept started with the founding of co-ops in the early times of putting up or establishing rural electricity. Electricity was always in the cities because of the concentration of people, it was more profitable. Farmers in rural areas did not have that. So it was people getting together for the benefit of themselves that actually started the concept of co-ops, where we're not for profit, we are for the benefit of the members. So that's how, kind of why the mission statement kind of really fits. Another thing I want to talk about is the charitable foundation. The reason I wanted to talk about it is I don't think a lot of people realize it, that we have a separate organization that's called the LA Electric Charitable Foundation. I was at a Meet the Candidates things for another district last year, and one of the candidates got up and talked about that she was sick and tired of the money that Valley was spending on different events and sponsorships and things like that. And it kind of angered me because I knew that it wasn't true. I knew that that money came from the Charitable Foundation, and that came from members of VEA employees, from Operation Roundup, from members that sign on to donate a specific dollar amount, and for one-time donations to the Valley Electric Charitable Foundation. I believe that some of the corporations that we work with, like the finance companies, I believe that they also donate to that. There are a lot of things out here that we do sponsor, that Valley Electric sponsors. I believe that cheerleaders at the school is one of them. I know that we have different events where we have usually some food involved, like Thanksgiving dinner. And there are other things that the Charitable Foundation works with. So I just kind of wanted to bring that up. That's something else too. I don't think we have anybody on the board for that committee. So that might be interest. It would be kind of neat if we could get somebody interested in maybe get on that committee. That's all I have. Does anybody have any questions?
Is there an update on the rollout of the fiber optic?
Yes, you should see a lot of activity in the first quarter. They're finishing up in Pahrump, and as they finish up, everything's going to come this way.
Okay.
I do have one more comment. It's kind of nice seeing young people here. That's one thing that I thought that maybe we should try to bring our kids up. This is like the floor of government, and this would be a good way for them to get an initial exposure to it, and maybe even develop the habit of being involved in their government.
Nice.
Good job, Ryan. Well, I'll get in touch with their government teacher. I don't. Did Shauna have anything? I saw her poke her head in.
I told her what he said.
Okay.
She said and, that's about right.
And that's good? Okay. All right. Just wanted to double check. We don't have it. That was good? Okay. No, but we don't have anybody from Sandy Valley Library. We'll receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services.
All right. Well, I thought I was going to get to tell you about the passing lane, but they already striped it, so they stopped.
Not a surprise.
I know. I was very excited about that, and I know I'll be using it. So it's frustrating when people drive, you know, crazy fast, but it's really frustrating when they drive crazy slow too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you know, the work continues. They you know, still a little bit behind their original schedule, but they're making time and they've improved. It's gotten better. The changes to the county code. State law, and don't ask me to explain why because it's crazy. State law states that manufactured homes older than 6 years old cannot be permitted. That's Nevada state law. I tried to do a deep dive a while back to find out why that came to be, but it's been that way for years and years. So that means that basically, unless you guys have a home that was put in the last 6 years, you can't move it, you can't permit it. It's really bad. So the county for a long time had gone with that state law for in-town. And in the rural areas, Tom Collins had gotten it changed years ago. In the rural areas, there was no age limit. Well, and that kind of just went along. We weren't complying with state law. And then someone brought it to the attention of the commissioners, and a couple of them were newer. And they once they knew that we were violating state law, they really didn't have a choice. So they changed our code to be in line with state law. So that means that any home, any manufactured home over 6 years, you can't do anything with it. It sucks. My home's over 6 years old. I don't think there's anything wrong with a home that's over 6 years old, but that is the state law. So that presents a challenge for us when we are having code enforcement cases, when we have a situation where maybe the house is 15 years old, they never got a permit, they absolutely cannot get it permitted now. So that's what's going on. Commissioner Jones and I talked about it, and at this point, the county commission cannot do anything. They can't violate state law. They can't put a code that is in violation of state law. So I am going to suggest that the next legislature that we all write to our legislators. I will share the information and tell them that this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's prejudicial. It is against what we're talking about all the time about affordable housing and finding housing. You know, we have a homelessness crisis, and they are wiping out a whole bunch of affordable options for people. And it's awful and it sucks and I hate it, but unless they hear from more people, I'm banging the drum all on my own, and I think people think I'm just whining about it, but it affects us. Yes, Ken.
So when you're talking about homes greater than 6 years old and permitting, are we talking, say, doing improvements on an existing structure, on an existing property that's maybe been FHA'd, or are we talking about purchase of a home that was a conventional set in one of these parks, bringing it out here and setting it up?
Working on it is different. What the, and I didn't print it out, the state law says that you cannot, if a home's going to be permitted, it cannot be older than 6 years from the date it is set on the lot. So improvements don't fall under that. So, but yeah, it's...
So you're talking like the very beginning permit.
Yeah.
So like if somebody never permitted their house and they've been living there for 7 years, they cannot now permit at their house.
Okay. Or if the structure is
but if it was
six
already
or
there.
Years older, they can't bring it in.
Correct.
And then permit it.
Okay.
Fall.
Correct.
But so this doesn't have anything to do with, say, our septic tanks.
No. No, this, and this has been state law for a long time. And I actually spent a lot of time researching this, hoping I could change some minds, but exactly half of the counties in our state comply with state law and the other half don't. I guess the other ones just don't care. You know, like Nye County, who cares? They don't care, apparently. But our commissioners, you know, once you're on notice that you're doing something illegal, you know, you can't really just say, oh, we'll just keep doing that. So so I'm going to put together like an information packet that you guys can use to write a letter, talk to your, if you run into one of your legislators, someone that's running for office, bring this up to them because it affects all of us.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a friend, a family member that owns a mobile home, old mobile home in a park in Vegas and they close that park,
they are SOL.
Yeah. And the other thing is we're talking about the environment all the time. And this is absolutely not what we should be doing is reusing and recycling. We're sending whole homes that go to garbage. I mean,
yeah, 6 years old is nothing for a car.
Right, I know. 6 years old is nothing for a car.
My,
I mean,
it's just,
seven.
I know.
Do you know how old that law is?
Where
it originated?
I went back like 20, 30 years and I listened to some of the legislators and it was very prejudicial. It was, oh no, if they move one of those into my constituents' neighborhood, you know, it's going to hurt their property values.
Yep.
But the thing was, is, you know, it's the zoning. You can't have a trailer like in Vegas. You know, you can move a trailer for like a year while you're building your house,
right.
Then it's got to go.
There are so many ways this could have been handled rather than putting a 6 year. It was 5 years, and they extended it to 6 years.
So wow.
That makes
a
difference.
I'll get it together. The legislature won't meet again for another 2 years. So,
oh,
wow.
I know.
2 years
I know.
To work on it.
Yeah.
Never mind.
And I won't be in this job anymore at that time, so maybe I'll go up to the legislature and be a lobbyist for this. I don't know. We'll see if I still want to work after I retire. But... It's terrible, and it really makes it ethically very hard for me, and I know there's going to be people in this room that don't want to hear this, but if I know that there's a home that's older than 6 years old, even if it's not permitted, is it ethical for me to send in a violation on a property that owner can never get it permitted?
Yeah,
I don't know. I've had to struggle with that. Because we do want people to get permitted. We do want people to get things right. We do want things to be better and clean up. And it just put me in a very
What about getting
position.
A variance?
Nope. It's state law. You can't.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
Variance.
Because it's not a code thing.
Yeah.
Let's
so,
know because I had no idea. I mean.
I didn't either. And then this just...
I have heard
I just
that.
Recently
I
when I went
that.
To the county because someone was trying to bring a home
mm-hmm.
onto their property and I said, no, it's older than 6 years. And I went and asked, oh, 6 years.
Right. I've gotten a couple of emails from people who are trying to get homes permitted. We have people who have had code violations and are trying to make it right and they can't. There is no mechanism for them to make
that's,
it right.
That's stupid.
Yeah,
that's bad.
So I'm just the bearer of just really good news tonight. But so that's something we need to talk about. I did approach our, and his name is escaping right now, but our state senator, who is in Nye County, and this has to affect them as well. Unless they're just thumbing their nose at the law and just allowing it. So,
sure.
So yeah. And yeah, some of the counties, there's no time loop.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the answer either, you know, because they aren't all safe and they aren't all built to HUD standards. And but one thing I did find out is they changed the law a while back that all residential structures have to have sprinklers. But that does not apply to manufactured homes because they are built under HUD standards.
That's still stupid. So, like, the sprinklers and
that. So anyway, so that's where we are with that. We
it
are
adds cost to the house.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
yes,
it's
I the factory home center in Pahrump, she called me about it, and she said it adds $12,000 to $13,000 to a home, which again is hurting the affordability aspect of it.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, we've had houses for hundreds of years, you know, they didn't have sprinklers, and how many burned down? That many.
Yeah. So, but that's another one that's not waivable, you know. It's
just, yeah.
Which is funny because a manufactured home is going to burn faster than a regular.
I know.
You know, usually if a house burns, it's pretty
faster.
Much a loss. But if you turn sprinklers on inside,
it's
going
to
be a loss.
Yeah. Or you can only have one room burn and you get the whole house soaked.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Or the
there
you
goes
have
Thanksgiving.
Kitchen fire and the whole house is destroyed.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right. So. Fire. We are going to need a new CAC member, that will be posted at the beginning of the year, so if you know anybody that's interested. I have one person that's already approached me that they'd be interested, so we will post that at the beginning of the year. And
I have a question on the road.
Yeah.
So, you know where they're starting it and going up the mountain? Well, the road that continues past that, around the curve, you know, to the state line, that's the same road that started with the mountain road, and it's just as bad, I mean, as far as...
Right, this project just goes to Cherokee.
I know.
And you know, I am. I get
the
it.
Same road.
100%.
It's
I get
like
it.
Potholed and, you know, falling apart just the same way. And it's just like.
Well,
know.
It was. There was only so much funding for this particular project.
Yeah.
And so that was the.
Because the other roads are newer, and that one's the same old one that they originally put in.
The other problem with the section of road you're talking about, that's actually across private property.
Oh yeah, you're right. There it does go across some private property and some BLM.
What?
That part of Kingston where it
really?
Goes. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, you go through. There's when they put that road in, they didn't take an account for the property lines. They just assumed they just put it right through.
But Clark County still maintains that road, like filling potholes even on that part, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we can still use the Fix-It Clark County app.
Yes, and please pull it in.
Yeah,
yeah
and
send it in.
That way they know.
I don't drive that way very often, so I don't see it. And
right.
I know maybe that's irresponsible of me, but I just don't drive that way very often.
Right,
if I'm going somewhere, I usually come up Cherokee. Well, so,
it's the same road, you know, so it's the same condition.
So, yeah, but I can't know that there's a problem. Just like this lake out here in front of the park. Somebody should have told me that we have a problem there. So Public Works is going to be coming out and taking care of that. So even though I guess that's going to break some kids' hearts because they like to ride their bikes through it. But
the only lake in Sandy Valley.
I know the only lake in Sandy Valley. So I guess that's all I have unless there's questions for me. Yes.
Who was in charge of figuring out what part of that road got paved and one part didn't?
Public Works,
because the part that they did to start off with, the only good section of the road, the three-lane part, they did, and that one didn't need to do. But the part that goes from State Line to Cherokee is far worse than what they're doing right now.
Yeah, that's a shame.
And if they're funding, they could have just, that three-lane part could have been not done because it was the best part of the road. There weren't any potholes in that part of the road. So I'm just wondering how they did that when other parts of the road are in so poor shape.
Yeah, that's a Public Works decision way over my head. So, but we are going to talk about budget requests. So that is something we could put on the budget request that gets sent to the Director of Public Works so we can hear that. But, yeah.
Just a comment with the lobbying.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to start in the early next year.
Okay.
So you generally want to start at least a year in advance.
Okay, thank you.
Just my friend's an assemblywoman.
Oh, okay.
She's not out for here, but she typically starts hearing things about a year in advance.
Oh, good to know. Okay.
So just FYI.
Okay.
I'll put it in happenings too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me get together like a little fact sheet about what the law is and all that so we can all have good information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do I go to find out if my house is permitted or not?
I can look it up for you. You can go on. Out here, it's like people think that Sandy Valley is on the moon. Years ago, they wouldn't even put the address. It would be like by the owner's name, or it would just say Sandy Valley. So hopefully it would just be recent and we could look it up. If not, it might take some research, but I'm happy to look it up for you. If you want to come up after, I can look it up.
Any other questions?
I got one. When they're milling the road, mm-hmm. what are they doing with the milling?
I don't know.
Because, you know, they could use that for some of the dirt roads out here that are really bad to help solidify that road. And
I think that machine that they have now is, they recycle, it actually...
I think it is, but
it grinds it down.
I haven't seen any trucks hauling it out, but I'm
It's very thin mm-hmm. top layer anyway.
No, they're
not be good.
Dirt, so that's three inches of asphalt.
Yeah, I think they... I forget what they call it. I'm fascinated with it because I've done paving yeah. a little bit. And that machine I watch on YouTube mm-hmm. is pretty impressive. It actually grinds it so thin and heats it again that they can reuse it as...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm assuming
that
that's what's going
it.
On because I haven't seen trucks haul it out. But the question still, I think, should be asked because
playground.
If it's something we can utilize for our dirt road.
I mean, 15 really has those big piles
right
here.
Right.
We could use that.
Well, and that's what they have used before. Oh, and one thing, I see all sorts of comments about the road and everything. I'm not a roads engineer, I don't know. But there was a comment that this type of road wouldn't be allowed in the city, in the valley. It's the same rules out here as it is
oh,
in
no,
the city.
Oh, no, it is not.
Okay.
this is capital improvement versus new build. New build has a completely different set of rules than capital improvement does.
Right. But it is being inspected and checked every day. If you see there's county trucks coming
yep.
out, and that's a local guy. I'm not going to call him out, but it's a local guy that grew up here that is keeping an eye on the road. So, and his mother and his daughter live out here. So he absolutely cares about that road and make sure it's done right. So
yeah.
it may not be the most gorgeous road, but
yeah. that's what they're doing.
It's pretty smooth to me.
Yeah, I like it.
One other thing about the road, I had talked to one of the workers and they had had a big meeting in the big wigs that day and they said, based on the colder temperatures, they're going to have to go to the other end and work their way up the hill again now. So because the temperature of laying the asphalt, so they're going to be stopping where they're at and going to the other side.
I have not received that.
Okay, there
so
it
I
is.
Will have to.
I heard it the day the big leaks announced.
Okay.
So.
Well, they pave it in the next couple of days. They'll have 60-70 degree weather.
Yeah, we've had a really mild.
All right, I think we got
so far, yeah.
we got another question real quick.
If your home is real property, does that mean it was permitted?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't get it to real property if you didn't have a permit for it. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Good?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, but the next two things.
Yeah, we don't have anything in our planning and zoning. We have two items under general business. So our first item will be to review last year's budget requests and receive input for next year's budget request. This is for possible action.
Okay, so this is the time of year that we do this, and I have to explain. So state law, again, says that town boards, which you guys aren't a town board, you're a CAC, get to have input in the budget, and it's that vague. So we come out once a year and say, hey, if there was a budget, if there was money for public works, for parks, what would you like to see for the community? And the things we have asked for in the past our skate park, which I always have at the top of the list, animal microchip reader, which is coming, updated playground equipment in the park, paving behind the fire station, replace the fire station water tank, which we got, right? No. Oh, no, that was Good Springs.
Oh,
sorry.
That hurt.
Sorry. I know, sorry, I forgot. I knew one got replaced. Lights for the walking trail. Lights for the baseball field, a tot lot playground, a rec center / youth center, sand volleyball courts, animal control facility or shelter, a covered horse show arena, which is baseline $5 million. Just so
yeah, we're not going to see that
out
here.
That's it. A running track, shooting sports area, a community sign, a merry-go-round, and a gym. Those are the parks related things, and then we also give input on road stuff, and so, sorry, okay. Our requests before for the roads have been repaving and our improvements to Hopi, which is the road that goes to the school.
Yep.
And flood control work or structures at the north end of Sandy Valley, which our end got hit, has been hit the past two times, and we're all the way to the south. So, I mean, I don't know. They'd have to put flood control everywhere. And, you know, they were trying to put a flood control structure along Pacific in Good Springs. It was going to be 6 foot wide and 6 foot deep concrete. So I think I'd rather do a flooding than have a concrete channel.
Last time Public Works came out, when they went to clean up along Cherokee, they reopened all of those wash areas that were previously closed by some of the residents of that area trying to keep the natural water flows away from their properties.
So maybe that's an area that we need to look at, especially since two of our bus drivers live in that area. And it's been hit the past few times. Maybe that needs to be something that needs to be looked at along there. And coming out of the mountains, it kind of hits there first. Mm-hmm. And goes down my road. So those are the things we've asked for before. And yes, I know we don't get all of them, but we do get some of them. And they won't know what you want if it's not on the list. Yeah. This is the time to talk about it. So obviously, paving from Cherokee to State Line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that needs some love.
Mm-hmm.
You're spoiling us for the other road. Then we get on that, it's like shit.
Yeah. It took 19 years to get that part.
Until you get to Cherokee, and then after that, it's...
That's right.
Well, apparently Susie Lee thinks she had everything to do with this road, so maybe you guys all should write to her.
Yeah.
And
that's a good idea. We'll take it to people who can make things happen.
Yeah. I can tell you, Commissioner Jones and I helped make that happen.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
We know too.
I forgot we're being recorded. Okay.
Doesn't matter.
I know.
I'll talk.
Were they going to be fine?
I'll talk. I'll say it for you.
So maybe looking at flood issues along. Actually, along the west part of Sandy Valley Road and Cherokee, down Cherokee. Right?
No, be the east.
I meant this end of Sandy Valley Road. It would be west, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We don't have too much problem down here. It's all over there on Cherokee.
Right, which would be south. Are you saying
no? They're talking about Sandy Valley to Kingston, right?
Right, but we're talking about the flooding part. I was thinking the east, the west end of Sandy Valley Road as it's coming into Cherokee, because it washes across there and then down Cherokee. So, flooding. All right.
Who knows what the new road will do too? Because I know it's
already diverted some of the water.
Yeah, I think it's gonna help a little bit.
Interested. The road's higher after a mile or so now.
But I will say that. NDOT heard us, and so when they were trying to put that flood control structure in Good Springs, everybody told them Pacific doesn't flood, but 161 floods all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice, the past couple rains, there's been NDOT guys sitting there just waiting. So they heard us. I think there's some plans in place that they're going to do something.
So there's
that.
Some bad spots
that's where
on
the bad flood is.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were asking, flood control districts asking, well, won't you be upset if there's a flood? And they're like, if it's that bad of a flood, we can't even get to our house because we're stuck on 161. We can't get home. So,
yeah.
I just thought that was kind of interesting. And the assistant director of NDOT actually called me a couple storms ago, and I was still in town, and he's like, is it flooding out there? So, so they heard us,
good.
For sure.
All they do is come by after it rains real good, and then see what happens.
Yeah.
You can call the school, and the school will tell them where.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What else? Is there anything else? I mean, that list is pretty comprehensive. It has a lot of stuff on it that we've already asked for. And every year, I send the same stuff, and I make a note on there of things that have been asked for multiple times, and then I also say things that have the most community support, like a skate park.
How many people are pushing for a skate park?
I hear it all the time.
Oh, really?
From the same people, but
oh, okay.
it's one of the number one things I hear from people. So
I think courts overall needs to be addressed, because you have all of the trucks going out to the sod farm and the alfalfa farm, and it's starting to get kind of wishy-washy between the post office and here. There's also some potholes starting to form between the post office and the dollar store.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. There's a, it's starting to get, you're getting some sinkholes, sink spots.
Okay.
And
if it's not addressed, it'll just get worse.
Right. Chances are we're not going to get a project, you know, in the next couple of years to redo the whole thing. So I need you to report those things. Public Works does not drive that road every day. So you need to let them know the things that need attention. And they are responsive. If any of you use that Fix It, you can track your thing through the whole system.
You can take a picture of it, and it'll geolocate.
Yep.
On the roads, I'm sorry, and I apologize if this is out of this section, but I walk my street all the time, and there are, I'm in a business where we have to do roads for my business, and not paving per se, but cracks are getting pretty big. So will they come out, if you put in a Fix-It ticket, will they come out, will they crack seal the roads? They don't have to fully lay them.
I don't know. Send
seal.
It in. Send it in. It doesn't cost you anything. You put the request in.
They'll even respond. Stop it from falling apart, and the edges are cracking off because the cracks are getting so big.
And sometimes they even respond to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very responsive on that app. And our executive assistant is out of town, so I'm seeing all the emails, and they remind you constantly of ones that are behind and the little requests. So it's actually
Hopi that she's talking about.
Oh, okay. And that's on our list.
Yeah, Hopi needs a lot of
work. Hopi really needs.
Yeah, it's just patch. It's just pieces sitting.
Well, you got gravel over the.
Well, and I hadn't been up this way in a while, and just like I didn't know we had a lake over here, I was not aware of the gravel. So I have a list of a few places where, like at the Dollar, at the Family Dollar, where there's gravel.
They just cleaned all that dirt off of Hopi all the way up to our house and around the corner, and then we had
that
the
next door.
You know, we got dirt all over the place again.
I know.
Still so, right there.
Well, and I held off a little bit on calling it in because if it came out, it would just flood again. So, yeah.
It seriously does need to be addressed.
Absolutely.
Because that there's a lot of traffic goes that way.
Anything else? Okay.
So we just need a motion to approve?
So it'd be the list I read earlier.
Approve with the additions.
With the addition of looking at courts, all of courts.
Shall we make a motion to approve the list as written?
Oh, plus let me add these. Let me tell you what I'm adding. Look at courts, the whole length of courts, paving from Sunny Valley Road, Cherokee to State Line, and look at flooding issues on Sunny Valley Road and down Cherokee.
And down Hopi. I'd say down Hopi as well.
Hopi, that's already on. It's on the
previous
list.
That's like the top thing on the list.
Yeah. So I'll make a motion that we approve the list.
All in favor of the list with the additions? Aye. Any opposed? Okay, it passes. Our next item, we need to review and approve our 2026 meeting calendar.
I know, and I didn't get it printed out, but it's, you know, the same Tuesday every month, and the only one that I is questionable is June 9th, because that's election day. We can still have it, but that's the
that's
only one that falls on a holiday or
anything
on a holiday, but that's the only one that would be questionable would be June 9th.
Right. Cancel that one.
Yeah, I'd say let's cancel that one.
And all the others are
just our regular.
I always go through the calendar versus a holiday calendar. And
if we need to, we can always.
Yeah, if something were to come up,
cancel.
We just had that in Red Rock. We had to have a special call. So.
Okay.
So,
cool.
You want to do that motion?
Oh, yeah, I need a motion on that.
I have a motion that we approve the calendar with June 9th?
Yeah.
June 9th being canceled.
All in favor of this calendar? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Everybody passes. All right. Thank you very much. Comment by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the council by majority vote. Any public comments?
I want to say thank you to all of you for your time, because you don't get enough credit for it. I know it. I live it. I know it. And I do appreciate all of you for all your time that you dedicate to the Valley.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Remember, like, parade starts at 5. We're getting here to park. That guy in a red suit, come sit on his lap.
We're kind of having to fill in for Gail here. Yeah.
We are being recorded.
All right, no other public comments? All right, our next meeting date will be January 13th, 2026. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.